people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on a very busy day. But I want to set the newspapers here in America aside for a second, and I want to talk about some of the important things that are not being reported elsewhere. And you know that on a regular basis on my platform, we talk about the plight of the Christians that are persecuted in different places across the globe. And joining me today is Franklin Obunwenze. I think I said his name pretty close to right. And he is with CSI, Christian Solidarity International, and he works very carefully in the Nigerian region. Franklin, it's good to have you. Did I get a passing grade on your last name?
Thanks a lot, Kevin. You did wonderfully well. I will go with that.
Okay. There's a lot of people that, you know, we've talked a lot about Sudan and the slavery that that CSI is working on there. But there are a lot of other hotspots around the world. And Nigeria has become one in recent years, particularly in the Plateau State, that has gotten very little attention, though it has really heated up in terms of the persecution and torture and murder of what's going on with the Christians there. Can you give us a snapshot of what Christians are facing in that region of the world?
Thanks a lot, Kevin. I just came back from a month-long journey to Nigeria, and I traveled all around the country to see what is happening. What Americans should understand and every other listener should understand is Nigeria is one of the most important countries we have in Africa. Where Nigeria goes, Africa goes. Nigeria is the most populous nation in that continent. Nigeria is made up of over 200 million people.
Wow.
So if this country is destabilized by Islamic fundamentalism, the whole West African sub-region is going to be destabilized, and the echoes will reach not only Europe, but the United States, because Nigeria has a lot of a great diaspora, Nigerian diaspora in America. So coming to the issue of Christians, Nigeria is at a very precarious place at the moment. That country is facing a civil war if nothing is done to arrest the situation at the moment. The plight of Christians is a very, very terrible one. Boko Haram is an insurgency that has enveloped the northeast of the country. We have the Fulani headsmen. These are armed nomads transversing the country, murdering Christians and sacking minority communities, especially in the Middle Belt and in the Plateau. So it has taken a very terrible turn in the last years. Today, many communities are being sacked and then from their home, ancestral homelands in the Plateau. And many Christians are on the run. Many of them are in internally displaced persons camps. And the CSI has been on top of this situation for quite some time now. But we are just trying to see if there could be a political solution, because the country is at a point of implosion. Yeah. The central government seems to be on the side of the Fulani headsmen. And this is the suspicion that many people, many Christians have, because the president has not gotten out to speak a word of power against this onslaught against Christians and minorities. And his government seems not to care, or it is either incompetent or doesn't want to do anything to secure the lives and property of Christians in Nigeria. And we have to know the raison d'etre, that's the fundamental responsibility of a government, is to protect the lives and property of her citizens. The Nigerian government has failed woefully in this regard. It has shown it has posed a lackadaisical approach to the lives of Christians. So, and you can see in my journey last month, I have seen that the Nigerian society is being heavily militarized, is being heavily armed. Hmm. All the parties are arming themselves for a showdown. And if nothing is done to arrest the situation, a genocide will be in the offing in Nigeria, and it will be a very terrible situation for the whole of the sub-region and African continent as a whole. My assessment of the situation.
Yeah, I want to emphasize something you're saying there, because I was not aware that Nigeria's population was the size that you mentioned. And when you talk about destabilizing the region, That mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense. And I know mm-hmm. that my listeners would be more familiar with a group like Boko Haram because of some of the headlines we've seen in the States. But the Fulani herdsmen are actually bigger and sometimes more weaponized and more organized than Boko Haram. And in Nigeria particularly, they are causing much greater damage. I was reading just this morning of mm-hmm. several villages that had their churches burned to the ground and many of their citizens just murdered right there mm-hmm. in their homes.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Kevin, once more. Many Nigerians, many people in the plateau suspect that the Fulani headsmen is just another face of Boko Haram, because this seems well-armed, well, and they are well-coordinated, and they sack communities. They are like a well-trained army. And there is the suspicion that the Nigerian army gives them either ordnance support or even intelligence support. This is the suspicion that has refused to go away in the plateau. And there are so many pieces of evidence that come together to show that there is a fire where the smoke is coming out. So the Nigerian government has not been able to allay the fears of the Christians in the plateau that what is happening is something that they can control. So the Christian communities are just delivered up to these people. They are being slaughtered like chickens. Their churches are being burned down. Many of them are stuck in refugee camps in their own country. And their government is doing absolutely nothing to come to the aid of those people. So even the governor of Plateau State came out the other day to say that Plateau is a very peaceful place. But that's a huge lie. Mm. I have picture evidence. I have written evidence. I visited Plateau just myself to see things for myself. The Fulani headsmen are renaming the ancestral lands of the Birom and the Bakos that they have taken over. And the United Nations charter say that you cannot gain land by conquest. And this is what they're doing. It's just like a jihad going, sweeping through from the north of Nigeria through down to the south. The southerners are even on edge at the moment, and they are arming themselves for any eventuality. So Nigeria is at a very precarious place. I know that the American administration may not be aware of what is happening, but they have an ambassador in Nigeria who should be informing them. It's gotten to a dangerous point. Nigeria is boiling.
Yeah.
All corners at the moment.
And is it true that it's the most populous Christian nation on the African continent? In other words, there's more Christians there than anywhere else.
Well, you can imagine when over 100 million people are Christians.
Wow.
From a country. So Nigeria, the country is divided evenly between Christians and Muslims. We have 50% of the country, of the citizens, as Christians, and 40% as Muslims.
Well, that explains why they're trying to take over, because they want to have dominance in the region. And to do that, they've got to put down the Christians. Friends, I hope that you're paying attention to what Franklin is saying, because CSI is on the forefront of trying to combat this this evil that is wiping Christians out when no one else on the planet's doing it. There's no governmental help even coming from the Nigerian government. And it is really important. It is really important, friends, that we do something about this. So here's what I want you to do. As you're listening to what we just had to say, I want you to go to CSI-USA.org, because if you go to CSI-USA.org, they have a lot more written information about the Nigerian crisis. And you can get involved. You can get involved right now. You can help CSI deliver relief supplies, but also help them find nights of safety and shelter. There's programs that CSI is involved in with partners on the ground that are doing all of these things. Franklin Obenwunze, thank you so much for joining us today from Nigeria. We've appreciated it.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. God bless. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Too.